Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Truly protesting for reforms due to a sometimes brutal and racial profiling law enforcement enormity, do you realize that your message has been hijacked by systemic Marxism and a Black Lives Matter movement that is just a weaponized open society elitist democratic class warfare subterfuge?
These are puppets that have been put in front of the Negro community by white liberals. These are parrots that have been put in front of the Negro community by white liberals. You can't name me a Negro leader who has been a Negro leader who has been betrayed Negroes, who has not been endorsed, sanctioned, subsidized, and supported by the white liberals.
Those of you protesting, do you realize that you are in the streets working to restore trust between the police and your communities, while the rest of America has lost its trust in you? In fact, a new morning consult poll finds that 58% of Americans want the military brought in, with 30% opposing the measure. Would George Floyd agree that his life is more important than that of 77-year-old retired St. Louis police chief David Dorn, whose tragic murder was streamed out on Facebook Live after he had gone out to check on a friend's pawn shop and was killed by looters?
Officer PVs, cuz! Come on, cuz! Come on, man! We better than this, cuz! Officer TV, cuz!
Would George Floyd agree that his life is more important than that of 53-year-old federal law enforcement officer Patrick Underwood, or 53-year-old Louisville barbecue man James McAtee, or 22-year-old Iowan Italian Marie Kelly, or the other people who have died as a result of the swirling inertia of the chaotic protests? How many people need to die in the protest wake before you get your point across? And haven't you already gotten your point across? Would George Floyd agree that the price of his death adds up to the shooting of two Las Vegas cops, the shooting of four cops in St. Louis, the running over of police in Buffalo and Philadelphia, or the brutal beatings of innocent people desperately trying to protect their businesses, the destruction of which destroys the lives of innocent people connected to those businesses, either by employment, community, or family?
People work too hard! You ain't gonna do it in front of me.
Black Lives Matter. You lied. You wanted to loot the store. You needed money. Get a job like I do. Stop stealing. It's the neighborhood.
Would George Floyd approve of the Jonestown-esque white guilt displays as hordes of leftists succumb to a form of Stockholm syndrome from the Black Lives Matter inquisitors who use their programmed white members as sacrificial lambs? And those of you protesting, do you realize that your movement is actually a depraved me-me generation cry for help who are superimposing your spurious claims of racism over your raging mommy and daddy issues? The leftist media won't tell you that 2020 has actually been a banner year when it comes to death by cop according to race statistics. The numbers are way down for everyone. But in previous years, half the amount of black people were killed compared to white people. As Newsmax reported in 2019, out of the 30 to 50 million interactions that police had with the American public last year, 2018, 10 million people were arrested, and less than 0.01% were shot and killed by the police. Out of those 10 million people arrested, 47 of those shot and killed were unarmed, which equates to 0.00047%, 17 of which were black, the circumstances of which are open to discussion. But since whites consist of 62% of the population and blacks make up 13% of the population, as the Wall Street Journal wrote in 2009, statistics from the Bureau of Justice reveal that blacks were charged with 62% of robberies, 57% of murders, and 45% of assaults in the 75 biggest counties in the country, despite only comprising around 15% of the population in these counties. Such a concentration of criminal violence in minority communities means that officers will be disproportionately confronting armed and often resisting suspects in those communities, raising officers' own risk of using lethal force, according to the Daily Wire. Those of you protesting, shouldn't we be working harder to address the root of those statistics?
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
It has been said by many a historian and military planner that the United States could not be invaded by an outside power. As Admiral Yamamoto said the day after he attacked Pearl Harbor, I fear we've awakened a sleeping giant, and if we are forced to invade the mainland, there will be a rifle behind every blade of grass. But if you can rot the insides of a country, if you can turn the people against each other, if you can drive God and morality out of the schools, if you can dumb the people down, if you can break up the families, you can do that. And if you look at sociology, anthropology, and psychology, and I've done quite a study of it, anyone can pull these numbers up yourself, the black community in the United States under segregation, which was another evil, per capita had lower illegitimacy than the white community, and in many areas the same crime rate are lower. And you go look at the old photos of people in the 20s, 30s, 40s. I mean, the black neighborhoods, everybody's wearing suits and ties, and they had their own hotels, their own businesses, their own restaurants, and that actually made them stronger because they were being suppressed. But as soon as desegregation came in, supposedly to replace an evil, it destroyed all those communities. And then they came in the 60s and said, we'll pay women not to have a man in the house and to have children. Well, no matter where you are in the world, you take the father out of the home or the mother, statistically, everything collapses and you have 3 to 4 times more likely to be in prison. Then you get generations, 3 of them now, trained in prison, and you've got MTV. And I talked to high-level MTV executives that were retired, and major rock stars who were told in the 80s, you put out gangster rap and kill the cop rap as heavy metal people and as rock stars, or we're not going to play on MTV. Back then, MTV was king. And that's why suddenly you saw everybody doing a song with hip-hop folks who were calling for kill the cops, you know, down with the cops, N-word, well, with attitude. All that stuff was being force-fed to get rid of the rap and hip-hop that was about empowering the community and coming together to put in death rap to teach the young people to dress like thugs, act like thugs, attack the police, and induct them right into the prisons. And it was the Clintons, and it was then, of course, good old Joe Biden that got the laws in that gave black people, if they were caught with cocaine, 3 to 5 times the sentences of white people. Then it was the CIA that brought the drugs in to do it all. And boy, did it work. Black community wrecked, almost 80% illegitimacy. Total crime, death. And now it's happening to all communities. What you see done to the black community will be done to you. And it's the very same liberal leftist led by LBJ who said, we're going to get this great society passed and I'll have those N-words voting Democrats for 100 years. And, of course, LBJ was in the KKK. And so was Senator Byrd and all of them, mentors of the Clintons. These folks know what they're doing. I mean, they're not been in charge for no reason. And let me tell you something. The KKK doesn't like poor white people than anybody. It plays everybody off against each other. And they know what they're doing. There it is. Sorry, I said 200 years. You're right. That's the actual. That's in the archives down at the LBJ Center in Austin. That letter is in the archives. And let me tell you, it works like a charm, doesn't it? Works like a charm. Along comes Trump, doubles the amount of funding to black colleges, orders all these factories built in black neighborhoods, says incentivized to hire black people, and they're trying to destroy him because they've got a game plan. Now, at the end of this report that's at man.video, click the left-hand tab, you'll see the John Bound section, got a very important report he put out titled Protest the Protest. And at the end of it, he shows these crime statistics of 10-to-1 black-on-white crime. And the reality that any black people now that try to get black folks out of this, well, like the police captain, gets shot dead. Because you're working for the man. You really think the average white person wants to keep black people poor and impoverished and falling apart? That's not good for anybody. Except the Democrats, that's why they build Planned Parenthoods in your neighborhood. That's why they're always shooting their mouths off admitting all this. These people are evil. Like Governor Northam is going to take down a statue of Robert E. Lee, who Eisenhower said he respected more than anybody, who the British military respects to this day, they think is a top general. The guy was in the Army of the North. He resigned because of war crimes by the North. He went and fought an army five times his size. Not about slavery. They're pulling his statue down in Virginia, the governor's announced, in a couple months to cause a riot. It's disgusting. And now they want George Washington's statue. They want them all, folks. It's all about getting rid of America and making you hate your country. So here's the end of John Bowne's report. It deserves to be seen. Here it is.
Those of you protesting, do you realize that your movement is actually a depraved me generation cry for help who are superimposing your spurious claims of racism over your raging mommy and daddy issues? The leftist media won't tell you that 2020 has actually been a banner year when it comes to death by cop according to race statistics. The numbers are way down for everyone. But in previous years, half the amount of black people were killed compared to white people. As Newsmax reported in 2019, out of the 30 to 50 million interactions that police had with the American public last year, 2018, 10 million people were arrested and less than 0.01% were shot and killed by the police. Out of those 10 million people arrested, 47 of those shot and killed were unarmed, which equates to 0.00047%, 17 of which were black, the circumstances of which are open to discussion. But since whites consist of 62% of the population and blacks make up 13% of the population, as the Wall Street Journal wrote in 2009, statistics from the Bureau of Justice reveal that blacks were charged with 62% of robberies, 57% of murders, and 45% of assaults in the 75 biggest counties in the country, despite only comprising around 15% of the population in these counties. Such a concentration of criminal violence in minority communities means that officers will be disproportionately confronting armed and often resisting suspects in those communities, raising officers' own risk of using lethal force, according to the Daily Wire. Those of you protesting, shouldn't we be working harder to address the root of those statistics, as 3.5 years of President Trump's policies have done compared to the decades of nothing from his predecessors?
This is history. Right now you're witnessing history on the floor of the U.S. Senate.
There's
a Christmas miracle underway where for the first time in a generation, Republicans and Democrats are arm in arm tonight saying we are sending too many people to prison. They're coming out bitter and not better. We want to make a tremendous difference. I want to say Hakeem Jeffries on the left, Jared Kushner, and Donald Trump on the right have brought together a coalition like I've never seen.
In December, President Trump signed the First Step Act. It eased mandatory minimum drug sentences and led to Charles's release from prison again. How do you feel about President Trump?
I'm very honored and grateful
that he was, you know, signed the First Step Act. So I have nothing but respect and thankfulness.
Well, we know that during the campaign, he said, look, I'm going to put $100 billion into the inner cities over the next 8 years. Not only that, school choice is going to be on the table, not just for African Americans.
But of course, Trump has already delivered on almost all of that. And so now he is the devil and must be removed. The Democrats are telling you. Oh, and what else don't they tell you in those statistics where you've got 60%+ of the crime being black? If you look at the numbers, over 80% of it is between about the ages of 10 and 18. And most of that is 13 to 16. Look it up. It is brainwashed gangbanger kids that have been put in juvenile hall, controlled by older gang members that use them as soldiers on the streets to enforce criminal activity. And now you see the MS-13 coming in with Hispanic folks, and the low-level soldiers are, again, in their teens. This is criminal operations. They feed on the black community. They feed on all communities. And it's wrong, but you won't hear a damn thing out of Van Jones or anybody about that. And now Van Jones says America is irrevocably broke and that all whites have a virus. So he had to admit that Trump was trying to really be this great guy back then, but he knows you don't have a memory, and now he says Trump's the leader of the KKK, when Van Jones literally knows he's there to control black people, keep them suppressed and dominated. He's paid to do it. That's his job. That's why he's still alive. Malcolm X is dead. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get 4 unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and 4 free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. 4-line offer requires at least 1 port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to 1 per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
States is under attack. Our country's not perfect, but it's our nation and has a Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's been very successful and has been the number one country where the average person has a chance to become successful and to become happy and to live out their dreams. Powerful multinational corporations that exploit human populations all over the world to levels beyond any horror movie or H.P. Lovecraft novel are the very ones now setting up this tyranny in America, and knowing that we care about race relations and knowing that we care and that we have a basic Christian ethos still, they play on that and say, you're racist, you're bad. And when out of 350 million people, something sad happens to somebody at the hands of police officers like George Floyd, even if they're all charged and even if they all go to prison, it doesn't matter. It's your fault because you're white. But it's white billionaires controlling things saying that. They want to divert from their crimes, their corruption, their illegal surveillance of the population on to telling us that we're all individually bad. And now after 3 months of a lockdown and top scientists coming out and saying COVID-19 is a giant hoax designed to destroy the economy, now they move on to destroying the economy with looting and rioting and race war. It is absolutely evil. And now Senator Cotton of Arkansas has come out and said that President Trump is absolutely right. We should invoke the Insurrection Act because all over the United States, more than 20 states run by blue governors and blue cities say riot, kill, attack, and will not call out the National Guard, so the police are overwhelmed. This is an attempt to further stall the economy and bring down the country, and this will hurt the most disadvantaged Americans the most, and this is a diabolical crime that absolutely must be punished. The Justice Department has announced its opening criminal investigation of who's behind Antifa. Soros and Alexander Soros and these organizations they fund, like RefuseFascism.org, are the groups that run this. We have all the documents. We have all the proof. Friends of Democracy. These are the organizations that operated under Obama and the Clintons with impunity and are engaging in a massive criminal takeover. But we've got General Mattis and George W. Bush and all and George Will that said he didn't care about the primaries for Trump, that it should be overridden because the plurality of the people didn't matter. These are monsters, and they're launching this attack on you and your rights and your freedom. And they're deadly dangerous. So see the chessboard and see that they're using you as a pawn and decide not to play their game. Expose the entire game with the truth, with the justice, with freedom. Now, we're going to go to break, but I just want listeners to know and I want you to understand that without your support, we're not going to be here. And we are running a sale that absolutely will end on Sunday and then it's over. It is the flash 60% off sale that I launched on Monday. It's the biggest sale, not just of this year, but arguably the biggest sale we've ever done, because across the board, all of these amazing supplements are 60% off right now. Super Male Vitality, Knockout Sleep Support, Brain Force, Biotrue Selenium, Chill Force, Ultimate Krill Oil, Emirates Essentials, Hand Sanitizer, Organic Oils, DNA Force Plus, Living Defense Plus, Turbo Force. Many of those we've never had at 60% off. That's how we fund this operation. They're great products. Get some t-shirts while you're at it. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how you fund the Second American Revolution and get high-quality products. So thank you all for your support. Please take action now. All right, let me do this. I want to give the number out. I want to be judicious about this and actually go to 10 of your calls in the next two segments ahead of Hotep Jesus joining us, a great activist, political thinker, and a great marketer. He'll be joining us coming up in the third hour. I want to go directly to your calls on the issue of sending in federal troops. I'm Mr. Anti-Police State. Police existing is not a police state. Military existing is not a police state. A police state is when rule of law has broken down and you're under tyranny of the mob, and then either an oppressive tyrant comes in to restore order because they help create the crisis usually, or someone comes in and tries to stop the disorder with temporary martial law. All of it's dangerous. All of it's bad. These type of powers that are seized upon normally don't get relinquished. That's why the globalists are putting us into martial law by having the lawlessness activated by the governors in the blue states, the blue cities. And so that way, when Trump's removed by 25th Amendment or assassination or by a fake election, then the unrest never ends. And they trigger right-wing groups to go out and carry out events. They will then undoubtedly provocateur those false flags. You can see where all of this is going, and we just go into a long period of globalist reorganization of the country. But know this, the forces of the left hate American flags. They hate the military. They hate free market. They hate George Washington. They hate this country. That's their ethos. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. And so we have to tell ourselves, listen, the blue cities, the blue states' whole job is to collapse the country so it can be reorganized, so it can be taken over. That's always been their plan. Soros has overthrown countless countries, and he works with the permanent deep state bureaucracy that has parlayed American power into global government and the new Chinese century of oppression and evil. So I oppose them fully conquering America through insurrection and through overthrow of our government, because our government is the government of the people, for the people, by the people, with its long storied history and the huge wars we fought to end slavery and everything else that's happened. And I don't want to be conquered by the Chi-Coms and the bloodthirsty big tech and the New World Order running our lives and what they've done at the universities and what they've done in our schools. And having the governors, you know, order the military to kneel in Los Angeles. This is a sign of slavery. James Woods is absolutely right that no matter what you think of the scene of them kneeling, they're supposed to be impartial and not kneeling to the leftist mob of Antifa meth head trash. I mean, the MO on these people is they've been on welfare for 20 years. They've got two or three degrees. They sell drugs on the side, and they're white. And they've got chicken necks and chicken necks, and all they do is run around trying to get black people to riot. And we have all the internal documents and new videos coming out showing them and catching them on InfoWars.com. New articles, new videos showing the Socialist Group of America and the rest of them financing this and running all of this and controlling all this, because these people, these academics, these communists have been promised that they're going to live in mansions and run death camps and be in attack helicopters and be kicking Christians' guts in and raping your wife. You don't know the demonic filth of a commie. You've never been around it until you face them. They stink. They don't wipe their asses. They snort drugs all day. They're child molesters. They're an army of filth. And of course, they're not going to be given any power once America falls. They'll be the ones actually put in the death camps first. We don't want that. We just want to defeat these maggots now and cut their money supply off.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale, and then five items that weren't on sale we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Rainforce Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
number out and take your phone calls. 800. Numbers don't always work for folks that are outside of the United States. You can dial the U.S. country code and 512-646-1776. Country code 512-646-1776. If you're inside the United States or 1-800 numbers work in your area around the world, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Now, if you're tuning in today and you see here on the table, your TV viewer, a medieval-style chess set from old, I guess, Norman period England, a real skull from a gentleman in India that died sometime in the 1960s, and some red roses. What does that symbolize? See, it's very, very esoteric. It's very, very Q-ish. It's very, very Gnostic. And people like Gnostic things. They like hidden things. They don't want to just hear flat out, here's who runs Antifa, who's planning to overthrow the country. Here are the criminals. Here's how you stop them. Here's who the embedded spies are for the globalists inside the government. Here's the proof. People don't want that. They want esoteric. So I'll give you esoteric today. But take Fiona Hill. Almost 3 years ago, Roger Stone and I sat in the studio right across the hall, and we outed Fiona Hill as a George Soros operative that ran his largest foundation. She was the number two person on the board of directors, and she wrote for a publication as a senior writer called TheGlobalist.com. So when we outed her, we were just like, what in the hell is Trump doing with this Fiona Hill, who's doing all the major hiring for the State Department under McMaster? Then McMaster went in a dinner in New York with billionaire funders of Trump and said, he's an idiot. We hate him. We're going to overthrow him. And Fiona Hill's gotten all our people in. You know, we're going to set up a permanent dictatorship in America. Screw the American people. They went and told Trump all that. Still, nothing was done. So Roger Stone went and met with Trump. I'll leave it at that. And so for committing the crime of going and exposing the coup against the president, I got 40-something lawsuits. He got a bunch of lawsuits. He got arrested, indicted, set up. You know the rest of the story. So I just want listeners and viewers to understand that you're not getting a bunch of esoteric stuff up here. Breadcrumbs and little piece of this, little piece of that. We're breaking down what's really going on this planet. And I know it's a more fun riddle. What is the secret? Because if I said, I talked to Q, and Q said, this is the message for you, the skull and the chess pieces and the red roses, and there's one coin on the table. And what is on that coin? I guarantee you, even though I'm admitting that this is a set piece to expose esoteric garbage, people are going to obsess over this. And I'm not against the Q people. We're meant to see patterns in things. We're meant to look for hidden images. We're meant to look at the rocks in the side of the cliff and see faces. Because you see patterns in the bushes, and you see a pattern of a rabbit. It turns out it is a rabbit, and you get to eat dinner. But sometimes it's not a rabbit in the bushes. It's a dead rat or something, or it's a clump of leaves. So I'm not putting anybody down out there that likes to see esoteric images and things. All I'm doing is explaining that that's how that gets manipulated. And I think overall, people need to think about how things work. And people need to think about how things operate. You know, I've been getting a lot of calls lately by their talk show host. And people that are guests, and they start telling me about, you know, Jones, do you know that there are data bridges and holes inside the NSA for thousands of contractors and foreign governments to get into the NSA and actually spy on us? Did you know it's designed for a global government takeover? And I'm like, yeah, we exposed that 20 years ago, and we've had William Benning on for over 10 years, and I'm not mad at people that they call me up and tell me that there's a new world order. I'm upset that they obviously weren't listening 10 years ago. or 20 years ago, and people just think, oh, it's just one more show. It's just one more place where somebody's up there talking. No, it's not just one more show, one more place. I mean, we don't really post my videos to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, where I predicted all of this 3 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago. We post breathlessly. Limbaugh said there was a coup against the president, and they were illegally spying onto the FISA court, and Obama ran it. And look, I'm glad we put Limbaugh up on the site. I don't want the credit Limbaugh gets, breathlessly. It's just that it's bizarre that even in our own camp, even in our own office, we can't see the forest for the trees, or a prophet's not known in their own country. And I'm not saying I'm a prophet. I'm saying this whole organization, this whole movement. I have people calling me breathlessly. You know, the head of MI6 comes out and says it's a man-made weapon, of course. And you've got the German government coming out saying it's fake. And the Italian government goes, hey, wait a minute. They're adding all the regular deaths for everything else to this. It looks like it's fake. Yes, it's fake. Then people say to me, well, then why is it a bioweapon? Because they want the vaccine for it. And they finally want to have a vaccine that actually works. So they've got to isolate a chimera that, even though it mutates, is still basically the same virus, so they can finally give you a vaccine and say they're saviors to set the precedent to take the future vaccines they're coming out with. And people ask, as it all comes out exactly like I said, how do I know this? Because all I do is study these people. All I do is read their documents. All I do is think about how they operate, and I know their style. I've got their number. I know the cut of their jib. I know what play they're going to run. And I'm telling you, folks, that everybody that thinks you can laugh at the left and laugh at all this, and you think Trump's going to win for sure, and no. That right now, Donald Trump's going to lose the 2020 election. And that's a heavy subject to cover and to broker out to everybody here. Because I really want Trump to win. But if Trump doesn't make changes, and if we don't make changes, and if they don't start really going after the deep state has gotten away with every attempt, every shot they've taken at the election and the American people and at due process, and they have launched more and more escalations, and the next escalation is assassinating the president or staging giant terror attacks and blaming it on the right-wing patriots, and they're going to do it. And are we just going to sit here while the Clintons and the Obamas load up a fuel truck again and blow up a federal building? Are we just going to sit here while they go and shoot up a black church with some mental patient they got wound up on psychotropics and amphetamines and amnesics in a hotel room right now? They got brainwashed Looney Tuners everywhere ready to go. They punch a couple buttons, it's over. There's no way to stop their false flags unless the leadership of the globalist is dealt with. And that's not my place. I don't do that. I'm here exposing them, which is dangerous enough. I'm just telling everybody here that when they start blowing up federal buildings and shooting up black churches and blaming every person in America, and they've already got the military kneeling to the communists, that it's all set for the full overthrow of everything, and that all you idiots that thought you were part of the establishment are going to lose everything you got because the globalists are going to break your back and savage the living hell out of you because they think Americans are a bunch of cowards who they've got on their knees and running.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're going to your phone calls right now, ladies and gentlemen. Stories on InfoWars.com. Riot death toll now higher than total deaths of unarmed black people in the whole of 2019. But don't worry, Big Bird and Elmo will address racism in virtual CNN town hall. NPR downplays rioters burning down African-American barbershop. They meant well. Fake wokeness video game firm switches profile to LGBT flag, but not on the Middle Eastern accounts. It's all social engineering. I'm going to your phone calls. I want to make one key point here. And I appreciate you calling in. Again, Alex Jones here if you just tuned in. By the way, radio and TV stations want you to identify each time you come into a segment. That's why I do that. I'm like, I know it sounds. Just something you have to do. Polly want a cracker. But that's how the ratings work. And it's how the stations are able to pay for their airtime and their station and what they do. So I understand it. But just a little side point for new viewers or listeners that may just be internet-centric and not really think back to the old days of radio and TV, which we're still on, thank God, because the censorship hasn't broken our back completely because of it and because of you spreading the word. But I digress severely. Paul Watson did a big video about the cult-likeness of the anti-America demonstrators that are rioting all over the world against our country, attacking our embassies, you name it. by going, what are you doing? You could spread COVID. You're hypocrites. And look at the National Health Service and the NIH and all of it praising these people and coming out in your hazmat gear. It's all theater. It's all leftist. Don't even play into that. It's all fake to begin with. So, of course, they're now switching gears and aren't worried about all the demonstrators that are calling them heroes. It's all just leftists following their orders to try to bring society to a standstill. All right, we got Juan, we got Johnny, we got Aaron, we got Justin, we got Carlos, we got Doug, we got Reed, we got Robert. We're going to everybody. You're on the air, Justin from Virginia, where Governor Northam is trying to cause a civil war by removing the Robert E. Lee statue. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, first of all, I want to say, Alex, a couple months ago, I called in and really came down on you hard because of the whole Iran escalation. And then the stuff with Mike Adams really pushing fear with the virus. And then you had a complete turnaround. And, my God, you are America's hero right now. You completely redeemed yourself to me. And I just want to say thank you for calling out the fraud. Thank you for everything you're doing. And what's going on in Virginia right now is that I went to the protest where you were in Richmond about the gun ban, and it was completely peaceful. They called us terrorists. They called us white supremacists. And we came in there with tens of thousands of people. And if during the quarantine now and during after the race war stuff, of all times for this governor to announce the removal of the Robert E. Lee statue, it's a landmark of Richmond. It is huge. It's going to take massive amount of cranes. I don't even know if they can get cranes that could move it.
And again, this is designed to get a bunch of people that are for heritage and people that support Robert E. Lee, who's been loved in the North as well, one of the top generals in world history, very respected. They know the dumbed-down leftists don't know that. And so, again, they're like, oh, you know, the fact that Hillary's KKK or LBJ or Senator Byrd, that's okay, that they're current KKK. Oh, but he was never in the KKK, but he's a bad guy. And this is just meant to cause an explosion, I believe.
Yes, and they know that Virginians and patriots are going to go there, and they're going to protest this, and they know that there's going to be Black Lives Matters and Antifa there. And I think he was meant for this little program the whole time. Why did he survive all this controversy? Probably because he was going to be the hitman for this job the whole time. And I just want to tell you what I've done personally. I've never owned an AR-15. I've always wanted to pay my bills on time, get good with money. I said, hell with it. I went and bought an AR-15 on Monday. I put it on a credit card. Who cares about the debt? If you have a credit card with enough money to get an AR-15, go put it on the credit card right now. The money's fake anyways. You might as well buy something.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. He says it's imminent. He wants to cause riots. I believe they'll have provocateurs there. They were so pissed about how they wanted to cause race riots the last one. It totally freaked them out with what? Probably 25% of the marchers were black. A ton of folks were Hispanic and Asian. It freaked the living snot out of the New World Order. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, this Governor Northam situation is big. By the way, people misunderstood what I was saying about the coronavirus. That we knew it was man-made. We knew Bill Gates was involved. We knew it was coming out of Wuhan. We didn't know how deadly it was, but we knew it was a big move and a forced inoculation. And so I knew it was going to be big here before it got here. Then once we saw it was a permanent lockdown, and as more intel came out, we figured out what was going on. So that's where I stand on that. But I remember your call. I think you misunderstood what I was getting at, sir. Now Gates has said, oh, this is just a drill, he told Colbert. This is just a test. The big one's coming when terrorists release a bioweapon. It's going to be much worse. He's telling you what he's going to do, in my view. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello? Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and two before have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us, we all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans, and one of my friends that's Cuban, he was the one that got me into Tuco Force. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you.
And I want you to know, Alex, that it's a big Hispanic group that got your back, that got the president's back. All my buddies, we are Puerto Rican. There's a bunch of Cubans that we drive, and we listen to you guys, Owen and David, and we're big fan of you guys. And
well, brother, I'm a fan of you. We're all in this together. This is all anti-human garbage, and we love you. We appreciate you. What's on your mind, Juan?
Well, since you know I'm in Connecticut, so this time by liberals over here. And last Saturday, they made a protest in downtown New Bern. And, man, I passed by on my car, and I got a big Trump stick in the back of my car. And I thought it was going to start throwing stuff in my car. And I saw all of them kneeling. And I was like, this is crazy, man, what I'm looking over here about. It's just,
what do you make of the military kneeling to a bunch of mainly white communist students in Los Angeles? I mean, this is not good.
It's not good at all. I mean, I got family in Puerto Rico, Alex, that they're falling for this, man. In Puerto Rico right now, they're falling for it. They're starting to burn the American flag. And I guarantee you, Alex, that all those Puerto Ricans in Puerto Rico that are doing that, they're all getting United States help.
Well, what's insane is, if you live in America and love America, you are America. Why, if one cop does something wrong, do we burn up the embassies and burn the country down? It's just stupid.
And it's so upset when I see that they're trying to do the same thing in Puerto Rico, when Puerto Rico has got nothing but help when they need it the most. Everybody say, oh, Trump did this, Trump did that. My father was in Puerto Rico when the hurricane passed by Maria. And the first thing that my father told me is, one, don't worry about us. We're fine over here. There's nothing but helicopters in the sky. And he was saying, all it was Air Force, you know, they got help. All these things that are saying that they never got help, they did got their help.
That's right. The communist Chinese don't help anybody. They just exploit and enslave. And America's not perfect, but compared to a lot of other countries, we're a great nation. And the people that want us to hate each other and kill each other want to conquer us. Juan, great points to all your truck drivers. We love you. Everybody. I don't care if you're old, young, brown, white, black, whatever. We love freedom. We love justice. America's not perfect, but we know an evil force is coming in here to take over. And we're going to stand up against it together. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to go to Carlos and Aaron and Reed and everybody else. And then Hotep Jesus, always informative, always on fire, will join us as well. Stay with us, third hour straight ahead.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.